is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time for Enlightenment in the City with Eli Hoshotara on the News for the Soul Network. Eli is a spiritual coach and intuitive reader with a unique flair. Strong yet soft, compassionate with a heart, she lives the consciousness of being feminine with strength. Eli tells it like it is. Welcome Eli Hoshotara back to News for the Soul.
Hey everybody, welcome to this hour of News for the Soul. My name is El Maya Hoshiamtara. You can call in at 1-646-595-4274. Again, that's 1-646-595-4274. You can also go to our website, that's newsforthesoul.com, and you can find the information there. You can also email into ontheair@telus.net. That's T-E-L-U-S, so kind of like tell, space us, just with one L, and that's on the air at telus.net. So I see that we already have a caller. For anybody who's wanting to call in, I do coaching, I do intuitive reads, and we're just going to jump right in right now because I do see we have a caller. And area code 949, you're up. You're on the air with El Maya Hoshiamtara.
Hi, this is Alexis. I am a first-time listener.
Hi, what's your name again? Where are you calling from?
Alexis in California.
Alexis, hi, and what can we do for you today?
I was just curious if you had any messages for me.
Okay, one moment here. So one of the things is that's coming up for a lot of people right now is that it's a time to really work through a lot of the big stuff that's coming your way, and some of those things are not going to be the most fun things to deal with. You're being told that you are more prepared than you may realize, and it's really beneficial for you to get those challenges handled because you'll have a lot of relief on the other side. So sometimes, and I'm sure you've had this experience, we go into a situation very, very stressed out about what's going to happen. Sometimes, you know, things seem like they're a bigger deal. And sometimes people are out of that pattern, but they still kind of run the pattern with a lot more awareness. They know it's not going to be a big deal. They know it'll be better once they come out the other side, but they still kind of go into the, oh, this is going to be a big deal. This is going to be too tough. And you're being asked to just move through all of it and do the challenges, because even though some of them will actually be more challenging, so definitely they're challenges for you coming, the amount of things that will be coming your way versus where you would be if you didn't take them on versus where you would be if you chose to take them on, it's, think of it as like finding your way through being in an action movie and fighting your way through a few of the bad guys that invade the village, and you get to the other side and you have conquered and now you're living in a peaceful field and, you know, you got that kind of warrior-esque spirit, you know, calmer, a little bit more peaceful, still maybe a little bit on edge about what's going to come next, but you've definitely handled the bigger challenges, and then it kind of moves that way more forward. You still will have some challenges that will come up later on in your life, but it seems like if you get these big ones handled, you will have an easier life for a good portion of your life until mm-hmm. the next ones come up. But it doesn't seem like you're the type of person that's consistently being thrown a bunch of challenges that are things that you can't handle, that are going to be too much, that are going to be too detrimental for you. It seems to be more about you working through resistance, even when the resistance feels justified and shows up as justified, it is still you about learning how to do that, learning you do have the capabilities, getting in touch with the fact that you have the capabilities, and learning how to sit with eventually letting go of more of the needing to have the warrioress energy and being able to learn how to have peace outside of that. So they're showing that one of the lessons for you in this lifetime is about letting go of how much concern that you think you need to have in order to deal with things. Because warrior, the more advanced warrior, when they are handling things, what looks like a big deal to other people is not a big deal to them, not because the situation is necessarily any different, but because they understand the situation is more a series of actions. It's about how you handle yourself. It's about whether you're just going to sit down and do the work for it or stand up and swing your sword or whatever it is. But then you can go back to peace over it. And you just have a hitch in your energy that saying that this is showing up as something as a bigger deal for you than it actually is for you at the soul. You're just needing to learn that lesson for yourself.
Okay. Is this, what area of life are these challenges in, are you referring to?
Let's see here. Hold on.
Yeah.
So romance, it's kind of interesting. They're not, because they're more about you learning about the challenges, it's like they're, it's kind of like seeing a chocolate bunny in the store during Easter time where it's like hollow inside. It's like it looks solid, but it's not really solid. So it's kind of hard to say like it is a challenge because it's not quite a challenge. It's not like the solid Easter bunny that's going to break your teeth. It's just the crunchy chocolate shell. It's kind of like that. So there's like some things for you to deal with in romance, some things for you to deal with in terms of lifestyle. You know, what is the life that you're actually wanting to lead? What does that actually look like for you? Finances. So it seems like it's a lot of really big facets that most people have troubles with in terms of dealing with, but they're kind of at the same, not challenges, because it's more the way that it's being magnified for you in terms of the life lessons that you need to learn.
Okay. Okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So really it's just, you know, it's just getting in touch with your own capabilities, because you're very, you know, internally, I mean, you've got a lot of confidence. You've got a lot of surety, but it seems like you're letting that be taken over. And sometimes when I see that people do it because they think that they're supposed to be nervous about it, because you hear a lot of people stress. Love is one good example. They hear all the songs about love hurts, so they go thinking that love is going to hurt because they think it's supposed to hurt, because they've heard it in all the songs that it's supposed to hurt. And it seems like you've taken this idea that you're not supposed to be as competent as you are to such a deep level, like incredibly deep level. It's like this is something that has the potential to keep being a challenge for you for several lifetimes more if you don't choose to get it handled. And again, it's just this big illusion of you just not being in touch with who you are at your core.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Okay, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, perfect. Is there anything else we can do for you?
No. Unless you see anything else, then no.
Say that again?
Unless you see anything else that you need to say, then no, I don't think there's anything else that you could help me with.
Okay, yeah, no, they're basically just saying, like, that's good. It's like, that's a lot on her plate. We're going to let her deal with that now.
Okay. All right, awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Perfect. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Let's see. We're going to do mailbag here. There's some interesting ones in here. We're going to look at, okay, well, let's do Charlene in the UK. And she wants to know if her online boyfriend says he says he lives in New York, and she wants to know if that's actually true, and will they get together someday? So one moment here, Charlene in New York. So Charlene, it looks like no, but it looks like he's trying to get there, so he's trying to set it up like he lives in New York because he thinks that's going to be more valuable. And sometimes, you know, people do that. They, you know, think something that they're not is going to somehow be more valuable than what they're actually doing or where they actually are. Or sometimes they think that that's where they want to go, but they're not there yet. So they don't actually know if that's even where they want to go or if even they would be happy there. But because they think that it is something that they want, they'll sort of like present themselves as already being there, even though that they're not. Will you get together someday? As long as if he gets to New York, then maybe. But you're looking at, you know, there's going to have to be a long enough wait for him to get there. Then there's also going to have to be enough of a wait for him to set things up enough to feel comfortable to sort of, you know, cover the lies, get to know New York enough to make it look like he's not a newcomer. So you really have potential to be waiting a long, long, long time. Possibly. So, you know, he could possibly get to New York in a year or two. Possibly when you finally get together, I'm seeing like 3 or 4 years. So, I mean, it's really up to you if you want that. Let's see here. Yeah, so, you know, basically it's just, it really is like, what do you want to do? You know, what does this serve in terms of, hold on, am I allowed to tell you that? Just a minute. So, Charlene, unfortunately, this is all I'm allowed to tell you currently because there are so many different, you know, I can't say anything. I'm sorry, honey. It's just too delicate of a situation. Excuse me, so I'm not allowed to say anything more than that, but glad I was at least able to answer the email. That's more than sometimes I get. But thank you, and feel free to write back in for anything else or if you have more questions. Thank you so much. And let's see. And we do have the open lines here. I see one call got dropped. If you want to call back in, I just want to finish. I'll just end up finishing whatever question I'm working on. But you can go to our website. That's newsforthesoul.com. And you can find our phone number there. Again, that's 1-646-595-4274. Let's see here. Donna in Boston wanting to know if I see anything picking up around health issues for her. Donna, I usually don't do the medical stuff. I know it sounds like, well, it's an intuitive. You know, they should be able to read everything. I'm not one of those people who claims that. You do have to have some sort of training in it. I don't know what the different things are. So if I do get things that come, more than happy to share that. But if I don't get things that come because I don't know what the different facets of the body are, I don't usually give readings for those sorts of things. Let's see here. So one moment here. Hold on here. Sure, I'm just trying to think of the name of the one specialist that I'm trying to check here. Basically, they're saying that it would be good for you to go see a doctor, so I understand why you'd want to, you know, sort of call in instead if you don't have that much faith. It may not be as big of a deal as you think that it is, which is sometimes why people try to, you know, call in with health issues instead of going to see a doctor or they don't trust what the doctor is going to say. And one moment here. What I would suggest you actually do is talk to somebody who does visceral manipulations and getting, let's see here, and getting like your right hip flank, right flank sort of area, getting that looked at by somebody who does visceral manipulations. You'd actually be surprised about what they are able to handle. So obviously like that can handle physical things in terms of like getting the body working properly. But if there's other things that are more surgical in nature, sometimes they can actually deal with certain things that are surgical in nature, not necessarily everything, but there are certain things that obviously you do need to talk to a doctor about. I do see that a visceral somebody who does visceral manipulation will be able to actually help you to release some of it. There is a small spot there that you are going to have to talk to an actual doctor about, in terms of, you know, what's going on in the body that somebody who's a doctor would handle. But in terms of a lot of the pain and stuff like that, there is a lot more that could be handled by visceral manipulation. So you could always go try that first, and that sometimes gives people confidence to go in to see a doctor, because then if there is something that does need to be handled by surgery, if it's a small thing that actually needs to be handled by surgery and a big thing that needs to be handled by something else, such as visceral manipulation, then this visceral manipulation could take care of the bigger things. So I would definitely, I don't like the look of the spot, so I would definitely say 100% go talk to a doctor. But again, if you're nervous about that at all, getting the visceral manipulation part of it fixed first, which is, I think is a really good idea before surgery anyways, just because you don't want scar tissue or anything else interfering. But that being said, you know, if your doctor said, well, no, you need to go into surgery immediately, obviously I'm not going to say, no, go see the visceral manipulator instead. Not because I'm like 100% pro doctor, not because I'm 100% visceral manipulation, but just because, I mean, there's a lot of different facets that are in there, and I'm not, you know, completely 100%, you know, do this and it will cure everything. I know that kind of goes out there sometimes in ideas. I don't believe in that. I think sometimes you need a combo. In this case, it does seem like you need a combo, but going to see the visceral manipulation first may help that. Again, I would also really talk to, you know, a doctor at the same time, just because I don't like the look of the spot of that I'm seeing. It kind of looks like a black, it looks like a black circle with coloring over it, and I really don't like the look of that. But yeah, so thank you for writing in, though. If you have any other questions about any other subjects, more than happy to help. But this is manipulation. You want to try to get somebody who's higher up in it. There's a lot of different levels to it, so somebody who's higher up in the different levels would be beneficial, obviously. Thank you so much. And let's see here. We do have some more callers in here. One moment here. Okay, so we have 516. You're on the air, and then all ones after that. Are you code 516? What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Anita from New York.
Hi, Anita. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I am going to Portugal in May, and I was wondering what you pick up about the trip.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. Let's see.
Yeah.
Oh, very good for you. Very, very, very good for you. Very good for your soul. In terms of healing, let's see here. Yeah, that's something that's really going to feed your soul for you, being out in the countryside a little bit more. Let's see here. One moment. It's just something that while you're there, it's going to be really good for you to get the most out of it that you can. It looks so good for you. I'm like checking into, okay, is this a place where you're supposed to be moving or going back to every, you know, every year or so in order to keep, you know, getting that sort of soul replenishment, because it looks so good for you right now. It is so excellent for you. But it seems like it's just one of those things where you're supposed to go and make the absolute most out of it in terms of, oh, interesting. It's like, oh, no, you're not supposed to tell her that part, because it's you just being there. There's something about it that you just being there and allowing that to fill your energy up that will be the thing that helps you get the most out of it. So when I said, like, oh, get the most out of it that you can, they're saying not what we think of that as the earth plane. So it's not about, you know, having to go and visit a bunch of people. It's not about having to go see all the sites. It's about what are the things that are going to be doing for you. And for you, it'll be just simply like walking through the airport, walking down the street. Maybe you do go visit, you know, a historical site or something like that. But it's just about the things that you choose to do that are going to be so incredibly fulfilling for your soul, that will make more sense probably to you than it may be what we're used to seeing as being enjoying a vacation from an outside point of view, because it's just about helping you fulfill things on a soul level, and after that you might not have much need for it anymore. So really cool to come to completion with that, to get that sort of vibe, and really cool that you're going there to have that sort of like completion within you and to fill yourself up in that way. It's really cool. I mean, you've made a really good choice for yourself.
Okay, great. Anything about, I'm working on health issues, healing, actually. Do you see anything significant with that?
Okay, I don't normally do health issues, but if what I do pick up, I'll tell you, but I'm not a medical medium, so I can only tell you what I do see. One moment here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm looking to see if any of the healers I'm working with can, you know, really help me, or if it's something I have to do on my own.
Okay, one moment here. So you do need some help. The problem with, like, let's take visceral manipulation. That's really good to help with pain. That's really good to help with people who have exhaustion over things that they shouldn't be having exhaustion with. So if somebody makes muffins, for example, you scrape the sides down with a spatula. Some people get a lot of back pain with it. Some people get really tired with it. And visceral manipulation can help with that, so that whatever's tugging on whatever doesn't create that effect where you're having a lot more exhaustion than you should be over simple tasks.
Mm-hmm.
The issue with your body is that you are having some physical issues, but you're having to get your body worked on from a physical standpoint. It kind of makes it's like it's interfering with your energy, and that it sends your energy off to go a little bit more soaring in areas that it's not supposed to be good for. So normally we think of soaring as heights, but if you think of it as more of like gas is good, you want the gas in the car when you're driving, especially if you're going up a mountain. But if the car gas is stuck on way too high, that's not going to be good, even though gas is very beneficial for you. And having yourself worked on by outside people, you have to be very careful about who you're getting as a practitioner, because a lot of people will end up revving your energy gas too high. But you do need some outside help, because I am seeing that there are some issues that you have that you're not going to be able to work on your own.
Okay.
But you need somebody who is really adept at understanding what body work, the effects are going to have on your energy field. And you need somebody who's going to be able to work on both simultaneously in order to make sure that they're not revving the energy too much, that they're paying attention to more of when your energy fields need to be, like your chakras and stuff like that, need to be working properly and are in alignment, and making sure that whatever they're doing physically is not going to throw that off. And that's a big challenge for you, and that's why there's can be resistance towards you possibly finding somebody, or maybe you're having a hard time trusting people, and maybe you're thinking you're supposed to be doing it yourself, is because some part of you is sensing that's not quite what you need, even if you sense like it's a good idea in some moments, and it could be, if you were not needing somebody to specifically balance out the energy along with the body work. And you need somebody who's going to be very, very, very adept at the energy work and very, very adept at the body work. So you need really highly specialized, really, really high skill set people to work on you.
Yeah. Yeah, I just haven't found that person yet.
I know. Good luck to us all, right?
Yeah, right? I know. I just haven't found someone that can really, that has helped me with any of the issues. I've been searching. I'm open to it. I just haven't been strong enough, you know, to do that for me.
Yes. And the tricky part for... Well, the tricky part is it's going to what the person that you're looking for is going to be such a high level that you may not even be able to recognize them, and it may not even feel safe. So when you're going into, you know, usually if you meet somebody that you know you can trust them. And but there's always that next level where you can't quite make sense of them, so you don't know if this is going to be a good idea or not. And the next person you're looking for is going to be at that level where you're going to look for other high-quality people around them who you're not, who you understand that you can trust them, and maybe they can give you a like, yes, absolutely, but you're not getting, oh, no, I can't even say that. You may be a little bit freaked out, but they'll be able to do that, because I'm sure if you've met like people who are God crazed, for example, that can be really unnerving, because, you know, you don't know how much of there is trustable, what, how much of it is going to be displayed, et cetera, et cetera. So looking for people around them that may be really, really beneficial, and being open to it that way may help to give you a little bit more guidance in terms of who you're going to find, because they're telling me it's going to be out of your current, out of your current comfort zone. And that's why if you're looking for people that you can understand their energy, they're probably not going to be able to help you yet.
Yeah, there's no one around me now that I've worked with that I should continue with, right? Maybe someone completely different.
Yeah.
I'm talking about healers.
Ideally,
yeah, spiritual healers. Yeah.
Yeah, there's one that can kind of help you a little bit, which is, I mean, good, but it's, you know, I mean, it's good, but it's not going to be, you know, the thing that you're going to need, because, I mean, like your chakra system, normally I don't get shown the chakra system, but with you, I get all these like really large, like very beautiful circles, like going up in terms of your energy field. And it is absolutely amazing. And there are very few people, you know, on this plane, basically, you know, that have those capabilities, right? So you're looking for somebody who's at that level, which, of course, is going to take it more into rarity anyways.
Yeah, yeah. You don't know anyone, do you, who has a good healer who can work at a high level to heal physical issues in someone's body?
You can try Carrie O'Connor's try Carrie O'Connor. She's here on the News for the Soul Network. She may be able to give you a better lead, or she may be able to work with some of the energy things, and she may have other resources. She's very well connected as well. In terms of, like, I don't, you know, the body workers, again, like, I don't even know if he's still alive, and he's in the Amazon, and, you know, he was 71 last time I talked to him, and that was over a decade ago. And I don't think he did body work. So that would be, you know, try Carrie O'Connor. She's very well connected. Yeah, but she's good at the energy. It would be worth checking out to her. And I mean, it's, she's here on the web, on the newsforthesoul.com. So she's a free resource anyways, even if it doesn't work out. But if you feel like you can get that work done with her, if you're feeling some improvement, it would be worth checking out to talk to her about an appointment for sure.
Do you know when she's on? And what time?
I don't. Unfortunately, okay. I don't know that one off the top of my head.
Okay.
I'll look her up.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and I wish
great.
You the
thank
best
you.
Of luck with that. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have, let's see, all ones here. All ones, you're on the air with Almaya Hoshiam Tara.
Hi, ma'am. Good afternoon. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Hi, I'm good. And what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, yes, sir. This is Melissa from CO, state of
Melissa
the nice cold weather at this time, Colorado.
Colorado. Okay, and that's Alyssa? Okay, and what can we do for you today?
Yes, I love what you were saying. That's very good. I think I talked to you, maybe, I think this is like my fourth time in 8 months. Anyway, my question to you is, thank you for taking my call. I'm really excited because it's always nice that when people are connected, it's an excitement feeling. I have a question. So that's two part. My first part, I get a little bit nervous when it comes to surprises, because I'm always working or doing something, and when I have time, I'll listen to the show or break or lunch, you know. Here's my question. I have a question, but I want to, I have a male friend that has this good feeling, like, I know he's going to surprise me. It is about a project, but at the same time, I also have a feeling that before the end of the year, of this year, he's having some form of discord, legal, like separation, all that stuff, business departure. No, not with mine, no. Like, who's he doing business right now? Like, he has a someone who invested in his company. It's a female. And so that's the question. Like, he said something to me today that couldn't answer my question. I was just trying to get confirmation. But he was not really clear. But any hint on that? Is there any hint?
Okay. So you're wondering about your friend, if he's going to surprise you at the end of the year. And also, is he going to be okay because there are some people that have been arrested in his company?
No. Is he going to surprise me to see me? I have a project going on, so is he going to surprise me when he's going to come? And the second question is he going to be going separate ways with the business he is dealing with right now with individual? Are they going to be going their separate ways? Yes, ma'am. And I'm sorry for the confusion.
No, I got it now. Okay, let's see here one moment.
Embarrassed.
Oh, please don't be embarrassed. So let's see here. So first off, it looks like the surprise, I'm not seeing that happen, unfortunately. And in terms of the individual, sometimes, and I've talked about this in past shows about, when people think being a good person means that you're standing by people that are going to cause you problems, it can be very difficult for people to walk away from situations even when it's going to be really not good for them. And so because for some people the value system tends to be you're a good person if you don't walk away from people who are going to cause you problems, and that would be more, when people have had a hard life because they don't have the skill sets, they make it wrong to walk away if somebody causes you problems. Because they don't have the skill set to know how to behave otherwise. And when that gets put into somebody's value system, it becomes very, very difficult for them to walk away. And he's having a hard time, walking away. He's going to be there. He's going to be a source of support. Looks like he thinks like things are going to be working out well for him. And sometimes the challenge is that sometimes people do get some benefit out of sticking around unserving people that are unserving for them, and it's not always 100% crystal clear that that person or that situation is going to be causing further problems. So you've got a good heart and you have the ability, a very, very strong ability, to be able to see past the places where somebody is going to also be causing you problems. And that's something the two of you have in common. You're good at being able to see we're still dealing with a human being. We're still dealing with somebody who, even though they've made mistakes, maybe you don't want to, quote unquote, chuck somebody away because they're making a lot of mistakes, but you have somebody who's also doing the same pattern with somebody who's, causing problems. And as a result of that, it seems like, he's going to be going through a lot of those cycles of getting burned, not wanting to walk away, because if you have love in your heart, you stay, getting burned, missing some of the signposts that say, like, this is somebody that you're actually going to want to stay away from. That doesn't really seem like that in that situation. That doesn't really seem like it's in his field currently for a capacity that he's going to be capable of doing. So as long as you're, choosing to be friends with this person for at least another 3 years, those patterns are going to be staying there. And for some people, they'll stay with those patterns for a decade, for decades, for the rest of their life. They're going to keep being wound up in those patterns. And with you, let's see here a moment. You're kind of repeating the same pattern where you're waiting for somebody and you like somebody, you have that love in your heart. You're a good person. You're holding on to the hope that somebody is going to, who's got the same pattern as you, that they're somehow going to break the pattern. So, it's wonderful that you think as highly of him as you do. That's absolutely lovely. that if you're waiting around hoping for things to change, you're probably going to have a lot more of a weight on your hands than you wish to.
I understand what you're saying, but is that interchangeable? Like, because he could end that. He can end
that. Right, but, right, he could, but so could you, honey. Like, you know, you're doing the same, you've got the same pattern he is, right? You're holding on to somebody who may not be able to deliver because they're involved with somebody who's not going to be reliable, and he's doing the same thing with the other person. So you both have the same pattern. It's just you have the pattern with somebody you care about who you know it's going to be better for him to stay away from, and he's going to be able to see the same thing. Well, I know you could do it, you know, person who's causing problems. I know you could do it if only you would leave the other people who are causing you problems. And it just keeps going and going and going. So it'll always, there's always the next level. And then the person he's dealing with probably doesn't want to get rid of some of the people that they're dealing with, even though they cause problems, because that's what it looks like when you have love in your heart and you don't let go of people at the next level who are going to be causing problems. So in that situation, wonderful that, you know, he's your friend, you have caring in your heart, but sometimes you have to just accept people for where they are, and that can be extraordinarily frustrating to watch when you see somebody making mistakes and you care about them and you love them.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I know what you're saying. I was trying to predict the future, like down the road, because he had mentioned legal with a business person. And
yeah.
I just was trying to get an answer if maybe you saw that later this year, because, you know, in the earth plane, that's kind of serious. I'm not afraid
yeah.
or anything like that. Nothing to do with that. But just want to know if you see anything. Is there any message on that, or they're not telling?
Well, lessons for him or for you?
Like him, like he's already started to do some legal stuff concerning the boy he's, because he was doing businesses with, it was with that female.
Right. Well, it's the same lesson that you're going through as well, which is, you know, there are some people that you just have to learn to say no to. And some people, the way that they feel justified is they go to court. You know,
yes.
It's like, oh, they're going to fight the bad people. Oh, they're going to fight the wrong people, the ones that are doing them wrong. And sometimes they'll keep people in that situation. I see this a lot in business, where people will actually make bad business decisions because, well, if the person screws you, you can just take them to court. And then they end up spending years, decades in court fighting, and letting the rest of their life run by. And until he's ready and willing to break that pattern, he could be in court for 5, 6 or more years, you know, trying to right the so-called wrong, because he's trying to save somebody that, you know, he may care about them, but caring about somebody is different than being in business with them. And sometimes when you care about people, if they've got those patterns, you don't be in business with them. You're better off just giving them some money after you make it, because it would be, you know, a lot less troubling, quite frankly. And it can actually even be cheaper in the long run. So he's got that pattern where he's just, you know, not going to let go. He's going to fight, you know, try to right the wrongs. And people in that position often feel like they're, you know, the vigilante, their justice, you know, they're bringing the rights of the world up to fight against darkness and evil, where the best way to do it is usually just to not get involved with them in the first place, but he's not at that point of understanding that yet. So thank you so much for calling in, and I really hope it goes well for your friend, and I really hope that, you know, things work out well for you. And again, I think it's absolutely lovely that you care about your friend, but sometimes, you know, you need to focus on the things of, you know, what are the things that you're going to be doing in your life, and, you know, to what degree is somebody going to have a proper position in your life, and to what degree, and, you know, for how long. And if you fill the rest of your life up, that would be a lot easier to put in place. So thank you so much, honey. I wish I had better news for you. Unfortunately, that's a pattern that I see all too much, and it tends to involve a lot of waiting. We have, let's see here, just a moment. I'm just going to clean energies between the two calls. One moment here. 798-798, you're on the air with Al Maya Hoshi Amtara.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Barbara, and I'm calling from Illinois.
Hi, Barbara. What can we do for you today?
Well, I'm hoping for some guidance. I have some health concerns that are pretty serious, and I'm just wondering what the guidance could be for me.
Okay, so one moment here, and as I've said through the whole show, I'm not a medical intuitive, so I can only tell you as much as what I do see, but one moment here. So what I'm seeing is that for you, a lot of alternative methodologies would actually work a lot better for you because they'll address some of the things that mainstream medicine doesn't actually address. And it really is about helping you understand, like, there are a lot more answers out there than people tend to realize. But if you're going through mainstream medical, they don't tend to look at those things very much. There doesn't tend to be much answers for them. There doesn't, for a lot of things that are pretty basic, if you step outside of, you know, those specific modalities, for example, functional medicine, they deal more with hormones. Dr. Sarah Gottfried, there's, she works with she's done some projects with, I think his name's Alan Davidson, and he has got a beautiful book in terms of, in terms of the adrenal system. And I mean, he's addressing like a whole bunch of different things, different symptoms, those sorts of things. And one of the things that I'm seeing is that there's resistance in terms of getting certain medical help with you because you understand that you need something different. You understand that your needs aren't being met, but it seems like there's a lot of force in your life that's saying like, oh, you need to believe in this. You need to go this way, even if it hasn't been that serving for you. And it doesn't actually have to be that way. It's just when you're listening to people who believe it's only going to work some way, it can be very hard to understand or to even, you know, resist against the pressure to say, no, I'm going to do something else, and to have the confidence that these other things are going to work, because it's very hard to do that when people in your community are saying that it's somehow not going to work. Dr. Holly, she's on, I think, 3 p.m. Wednesdays, I think, and she is really excellent. She studies a whole bunch of different modalities. She kind of makes things very simple because sometimes people have a hard time following things along. But if you're more adept at the medical stuff, she can really give you, you know, really great in-depth detail, as deep as you want to go with it in terms of, like, why things work a certain way, what systems it affects, the whole nine yards and those sorts of things. And she's a really good free resource because she's here on the show. And, you know, it's just all those different things in terms of, let's see here, one moment. Visceral manipulation would be good for you in terms of if you read. Let's see here. So Jean-Paul or Jean-Pierre Barral, he's got an institute.
What was the name?
Jean, so J-E-A-N, and it's either Paul or Pierre Barral. That's B-A-R-R-A-L. He talks about effects on the body in terms of when the organs aren't sliding in the body properly. He's got one book, that one I don't, the one book where he talks about like the effects on medical stuff, the one book I don't like so much because it doesn't resonate, but the other stuff that he's talking about in terms of the stuff that some of the visceral manipulations can do, and it would only be one part of the puzzle for you because you do have a complex case where you are going to need different modalities and people who are going to know about the different modalities in order to be able to get you to where you need to be. But getting the visceral manipulations done is definitely one part of the project. Dr. Stanley Rosenberg, he explains it a little bit better for people who are interested in the effects that it has on personality. He's got a book on the vagus nerve, which is absolutely beautiful and brilliant. And while I can't address some of the health things that it affects going on with you, things that most people don't know about are things like they can actually get hearing back or help to increase hearing for people who've experienced hearing loss. Braces can affect the personality. Who knew that one? And he's And the vagus nerve, anything to do with the vagus nerve, when that people are having a problem with that, you're going to get exhaustion. You can have a lot of pain. I mean, there's all sorts of really interesting symptoms that can happen when people are having issues with the vagus nerve. And again, that's visceral manipulation. But with you, it would be really good for you to talk to Dr. Holly. Functional medicine, I'm actually surprised I'm not getting that much of a big healing factor for you, which really shocks me because it's actually quite a good modality. But Dr. Holly would know about different factors as well in terms of the things that are going to be helping you. So between Dr. Holly and visceral manipulation, we could get a good chunk of the work done for you, but you're going to need additional help outside of that. So you're going to need at least another third of the work that you need to be done through a different modality. So and that would include like whatever Dr. Holly's telling you to do. If you were to see her or talk to her through a Zoom call, whatever you're working with her with, you would still need another modality on top of that. So which is, you know, makes sense why you're not getting some of the help that you need, because you've got such a complex case that it would make sense that a lot of doctors would have a hard time being able to figure out exactly what you need.
Yeah, well, everything what you said is right. And I am waiting until after I go in for a test on Friday, next mm-hmm. Friday. And I'm waiting to find out the results of that, because in the United States, one thing they do right, and that is they give you a diagnosis. Then right. you can work with it.
Yeah.
And it won't be by prescription. It won't be with scalpel. That's when, and you know, you'll get your healing. However, my question then is, will I find the right people to incorporate this holistic team?
Yes, that you definitely have the capability to do. Dr. Holly can really help you with that when you follow the work. And again, sometimes if what she's saying is very simple, ask her to explain it more in depth scientifically or where you can find those resources, because she can talk like an encyclopedia if you ask her to. I mean, really, really absolutely brilliant. You do have that capability, but you really have to be willing to step into like that mood that you are in now, which is, you know, how much of the test results are actually right, what are going to be accurate of the test results. Dr. Holly can go over that with you. It would actually be good if you've got the results back, get your results, call into Dr. Holly after that. But you absolutely have the capacity to do that, and you have the resiliency to do that. But when you hit time periods where you do are having a harder time, you're, you know, more tired and those sorts of things, they may be asking you to slow down in certain moments. And in certain moments, one of the ways that spirit can often serve is they'll actually slow you down to make you irritated so that you fight against it, so that you will go and have the motivation to go get the help that you need. Let's see, one moment here. I would also talk to Jane about breaking any contracts that you have, because one of the things is you've got something that's sort of messing with you a little bit in terms of energy. Jane Phillips, she's on Mondays. She does like curse breaking, that sort of thing. And that's another part of the puzzle for you, is making sure that you don't have any old karmic attachments, any cycles going on, curses or anything like that, that would stop in the way of you finding what you need and would be fudging with you to stop with your healing. And then after that,
do you feel that there's an attachment?
Well, the thing is, what I don't know if it's an attachment or not, but we're talking about, like, spirit sometimes does that to you where it's sort of like, and it is a gift from the universe when it happens, as I'm saying it now, which is that sometimes it will slow things down, so you get irritated, so you get the gumption to get up and fight. But I also do see spirits around you that are going, hey, let's go fuck with Barbara. And that has me concerned, obviously. So talking to Jane about that, making sure that everything's clear, that will take off a part of it as well. So the third of the thing that you would need to find would be reduced a little bit more in terms of getting those those energies cleared up, making sure old contracts are being broken and stuff like that. Let's see after that. Hold on. And then sometimes, and this is the interesting part, sometimes they're going to fudge with you to make, give you the gumption so that you go and fight. And then other times it's also about practicing peace. And that seems to be the final step of the journey, is knowing when to fight, when to have that peace within you. And that'll take you down to about, you need about an eighth left in terms of outside help, in terms of another modality. And that could end up being as simple as getting body work from somebody. Let's see. Yeah, the visceral manipulation will be very important to you, and that's something that, you know, after you get a lot of the other stuff done, it will be something that you may need to look at going back to. I normally don't like chiropractors, or chiropractic rather, not the doctors themselves. It really does not work for me. It tends to hurt me, but it seems like there may be something in some sort of like physical body modality that may be taking that 1/8 down a little bit more for you. But that's after everything else is working, getting into place. If you do that too soon before the other stuff, it can actually cause you problems and complications. So it seems more like it'll be the icing on the cake at the end, and then the body work and stuff like that that you find after will just be more those little cherries, the little swirls, the little rose buds.
The golden nuggets along the path.
Exactly. And it'll be all those things, but that seems like it's more towards the end. In terms of, let's see here, hold on. Nope, not allowed to tell you that one. Okay, so, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that you can do, and they're showing, like, they definitely, you know, they're just part of the process for you, is that they're trying to get you to understand where to fight and where to have calm, and that seems to be a big lesson for you in terms of dealing with the medical issues, is learning where to have that peace, because they're saying sometimes you're having peace at the times where you should be fighting, and sometimes like where you're trying to strive ahead and you're fighting, you need to do it a little bit more. So, and understanding that having peace with the process, different than slowing down because of shame, because you think you're not supposed to be going at a medical issue so gung-ho. So they're teaching you to be in touch with your drive, that it's really good that you have that amount of drive, that it's very beneficial for you, this is how you get things done, and having peace with it. So whenever you're slowing down, if you feel like